Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today, presented by American Express.
Coming up on NBA Today, all eyes on tonight's monster Eastern Conference showdown between the Celtics and the 76ers. So which duo is going to show up and show out? Plus, big perk, Jalen Rose. They're not exactly seeing eye to eye on whether the Mavericks' postseason hopes are done. That must-hear conversation is coming up shortly. And wait until you hear what Big Perk's biggest reason for the Lakers' turnaround is and what their postseason ceiling could be. We start right now.
I'm a winner, and I want to win. And, you know, I want to win and give myself a chance to win and still compete for championships. Playing basketball at this level just to be playing basketball is not, it's not in my DNA.
Pride is the devil. Think you got a hold on me.
Lakers continue their momentum towards the playoffs.
We just want to put ourselves in position to be able to compete for a championship. Obviously, we don't have as much chemistry as a lot of other teams that's trying to compete for a championship, but like we've been building, we want to continue to build what we've been building over the last month or so. So, see what happens.
So what happened was the Lakers and LeBron, they control their own destiny now. There are four teams tied with 38 losses, but the Lakers, they own the tiebreaker, as you can see, against the Warriors and the Pelicans. So they face the Jazz tonight and the Clippers tomorrow. And all of this means if they win out, they could be looking at the fifth seed in the Western Conference come these playoffs. So with all that as the backdrop, welcome to NBA Today, presented by American Express. Chinay Agumake, Kendrick Perkins, Malika Andrews, Zach Lowe, Jalen Rose, they will be by in just a little bit. But when you look at it, the Lakers, they've won seven of their last eight games, and they control their own destiny like we just saw. So when you see Anthony Davis balling out the way he has been, when you see LeBron James back and healthy, Perk, is there one thing that is the biggest key to their success recently?
Yes, Anthony Marshawn Davis Jr.
Oh, we're going full name.
Yeah, because I'm glad everyone needs to know his full name, and I'm glad Darvin Ham knows it along with LeBron James. He has been the number one option. And when you go back and look into the bubble season when they won the championship, they went to AD. He was their focal point on the offensive end. He was putting up Shaq-type numbers down there, you know, 30 and 20 and things to that nature. When Anthony Davis is dominant and he's a force on the offensive end, the Los Angeles Lakers are going to have success like they've been having.
Wait, did you say Anthony Davis? Perk, is it okay if I talk nerdy to you for a moment? Let's go to the big board. Yeah. You can stay here. Stay comfy, Perk. Come with me because guess what? Tell us. Perk is kind of right. The Lakers have turned things around on both ends of the floor behind their big man. But let's start with the offense because the real answer comes up later. AD is shooting a career high 60% on two-point shots this season. Basically, if his big toe is on the line, he's shooting 60%. And he's attempting his fewest threes since 2015, which means he's not settling. He's in attack mode all year long. So roll me my tape. Producer Ron with an exclamation mark, not a question mark. Here we go. So look at this. This was a dribble drag screen into a pin down middle ball screen. This is the difference with D'Lo. D'Lo attracts defenders, which means you can throw it up and you can get a little bit of lob city. And I'm talking about the Lakers, not the Clippers, okay? And again, when you have him inside, this is where he's been doing his damage. This is one-on-one. And you know what this means? This is barbecue chicken. When he is that physical, that is a sign that the Lakers mean business. But I love this. People don't remember that in high school, he was a point guard. Then he grew like 8 inches. Look at his ball handling skills. Between the legs, cross to my favorite shot, a midi. But the Lakers, as Malika said, have won a lot of their last games due to, Perk, their defense, where AD is the absolute captain. In the paint, AD is forcing his opponents to shoot 37%, the second worst shooting percentage in the league. If he's in there and his hands are up and he's engaged, you're gonna miss. So let's look at how he does it on the defensive end. I love this right here. In transition, big man is up. Usually they sink back, but no, he's aware Jabari Smith Jr. misses the shot. But you got to reward your big man for playing defense, so see what happens next. You try to get the pin, the seal, before the defense is set up with the left and one sun, my favorite words in basketball. Now, again, it is amazing when you have a help side defender like AD. You're never told to come off the corner, but this is KYP, know your personnel, and he's able to get the stop. The Lakers have 4 games left, and it's getting really good.
Yeah.
Now, let me take you this way.
There's 4 games left. It's getting good. They're tonight in Utah, Chiney, then tomorrow against the Clippers before they close out. The Suns on Friday, the Jazz again on Sunday. And Anthony Davis has called this a get-right stretch for the Lakers. So, Jalen Rose, I'm curious. When you're looking at the games that are remaining here for the Los Angeles Lakers, what is the record that they need to come out with for you to feel like, okay, yeah, they have the best chance to make some noise in these playoffs?
That was a great breakdown, Chiney. What up, though, Big Perk? Get low. Hey, Malika. I'll say 3-1. And not 4-0, and here's why. Because if you go 4-0, that means you get the 5th seed. And guess what the Lakers don't want to do? Play against the Suns in the first round. Mm. So you want to go 3-1, land at that 6th spot, and go against the Sacramento Kings and Coach of the Year, Mike Brown. And, of course, they've had a terrific season with De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis. But I have to ask the room a question. If the Lakers play against the Sacramento Kings in the first round, who y'all taking? I'm taking the Lakers.
Mm. You're taking the Lakers in the first round. But all of that brings us, as we look at just how they have turned it around, the Lakers have thus far this year. What that all brings up for me, Perk, is not just the first round against the Sacramento Kings. We know that things can get a little bit dicey if you try to get too cute playing with seeding. But when you look at this, let's do a little bit of a new segment here. We're going to call it Perk-centages.
Yeah.
So, Perk, yeah. Give us a Perk-centage, a percentage chance.
Oh, my gosh.
That the Lakers are going to come out of the West. We're not talking about the first round here.
Yeah.
We're talking about coming out of the West, playing in the finals. What percentage chance?
The West. So, 100% chance. And I know 2 weeks ago I picked the Clippers, and I changed like the weather, and because of health reasons with Paul George. But when I look at the Lakers and I look at the way that Anthony Davis is playing, give me one player that's been playing better than him in the Western Conference. I know Devin Booker's been playing exceptional basketball, but not like AD, okay? AD has been the best player in the West. And then when I look at LeBron James coming back right now, he actually, you know, is buying into, I could be the second option. So when I look at a team like the Phoenix Suns, who's everybody is picking because of D-Book and Kevin Durant and Chris Paul, well, I say this. Look at the Lakers' big three. Look at D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah.
Look at LeBron James.
Yeah.
Look at Anthony Davis. Mm-hmm. You tell me, who would you rather have right now, D'Angelo Russell or agent Chris Paul? Give me D'Angelo Russell. So as of right now, I'm looking at the Lakers. If they match up against anybody, even the team I picked to go to the Western Conference Finals in the Sacramento Kings, the Lakers are going to beat them.
And 100%.
I just.
That's like not even 98%.
Are you okay?
97%.
I'm all right. I don't have a fever.
Okay, I didn't know you had a fever. Are you good, bro?
Yeah, I took my diabetes medicine this morning. I'm good.
Zach, I said earlier in the break before the show that you were going to need to be the voice of reason today.
I'm good.
Perk said 100% chance that the Lakers are going to be the team that represents the West. What say you?
Well, first of all, Perk has found a loophole where he can just pick every team at some point so that he's automatically right in the end. 100% chance. Let it be said that today, April 4th or whatever the heck day this is, Perk said there is a 0% chance that any of 7 other playoff teams are coming out of the West. I don't know what percentage I would put on it. And look, we can sit here and talk about matchups and the Suns. Malika, you said it. That's a last day of the season thing. You can't start getting cute now with 4 teams at 38 losses and the play-in looming. But Perk is right about this. AD has been straight up dominant. The Lakers, get this, 309 minutes with LeBron, AD, and Reeves for the season. Plus 117.
Right.
That's crazy time. This team is legit. The only question I have is, can we see LeBron and AD stay healthy for a month straight? But can we see that?
You can't tell me.
We haven't seen that in years.
This is the only thing I want to say. You can't tell me I'm wrong without telling me who's your pick.
Any so of you the can't other say, seven teams?
You can't, Phoenix.
Yeah, so you
Phoenix.
Can't.
Phoenix.
Okay, but Zach brought up a really interesting point here about health being such a key factor in this. If I had you guess, Chinee, how many consecutive games LeBron and Anthony Davis, the most consecutive games that they have played together since coming to Los Angeles, what would you guess?
Probably something
games.
Around like 13, 15.
Okay, what about the last 2 years?
Last 2 years?
Yeah.
Probably 13, like 15? Nine.
Okay, it's five.
Close.
It is five consecutive games they played together. So history tells us, Jalen, that maybe that doesn't happen that often.
I love Perk so much, a man of his convictions. And if I'm in a foxhole, I want somebody to believe in me like Perk believes in his
Amen.
Predictions. It's no way you can say 100%, big fella. And here's why. When you talk about the Lakers, number one, Malika, you just mentioned, LeBron is at 38 years of age and Anthony Davis has dealt with injuries his entire career. At some point, they're going to miss games, whether it's in the regular season or the postseason. Two, when we had this conversation, if you notice, only three or four players really got mentioned for the Lakers. You talked a little about D'Lo, but he's injured right now. Austin Reeves is having a good season, and he's asserting himself. They're not deep enough. My pick, and this is going to sound sacrilegious because they're not a deep team either, is the same as Zach Lowe, is the Phoenix Suns. And here's why. Because they have two guys that literally are going to average 30 points in every playoff series that they play in. DeAndre Ayton is going to be flirting with 20 and 10, and Chris Paul is going to be a guy that's able to manage the floor and finish late. That's my choice. But, Pert, I want to also tell you this. Watch for the Lakers in the second round against the Memphis Grizzlies.
Jay Rose.
Watch for the Lakers against the second round against the Memphis Grizzlies.
Jay Rose.
I'll take Memphis in the second round with home court.
But Jay Rose, I'm looking at Dennis Schroeder. I'm looking at Vanderbilt, who I believe is a elite wing defender who will cause problems for anybody.
I like him a lot.
And if you had to tell me in a series with the Phoenix Suns, I'm looking at a DeAndre Ayton matched up with an Anthony Davis. Give me AD all day. And I understand that LeBron is aging, but let me tell you what an aging LeBron James is averaging. 38-7 in this league. And still and all, you don't think that's going to go up when it's time for the postseason?
Right.
I believe it will.
Well, the Lakers are 6-0 when D'Lo, LeBron James, and Anthony Davis all start in games. We'll see if they can keep their streak going. 6-7 is what they come in having won. What if I told you, Chinee, though, that Kendrick Perkins' hot takes, they aren't done just yet? We got more coming in the show. The duo he likes
more. I don't need medicine.
It's tonight's Philly-Boston showdown. I'm telling you, we need to get some tea, some honey, and a cold compress. That's just minutes away.
Real take.
Plus, some teams have title aspirations. Others continue to. How do you say it, Chinee? Brick for Vic.
Yes.
L Club, V Dub.
Yes.
Do we have any more than we want? Teams want Victor Wembanyama. That's what it comes down to. So we discuss that shortly. And then we need to talk about the free falling Mavericks. Big Perk, Jalen Rose on whether there's any chance that Dallas can still sneak into the play-in. Stay tuned.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
NBA Today is presented by American Express. Don't live life without it. And in part by Old Dominion Freight Line. helping the world keep promises.
We have two titans in the NBA going head-to-head. Celtics, they've been tough to beat.
When we are at our best, we can beat everybody.
But the goal is still the same, get back to the finals.
If we get to where we want to go, we're going to be very, very difficult to beat.
If they want an issue, it is what it is. It's always been...
OMB smashes the rim.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam! Jason Tatum from downtown. 1.3 remaining.
We got a big one in the city of brotherly love tonight, and this is not exactly a secret, but Joel Embiid, he's both searching for his first MVP and his first trip to the conference finals. And in order to get that second one, he's likely going to need to go through the Boston Celtics. And the MVP chase, it continues tonight. And if the season ended today, and if they both win their first-round matchups, Boston would host Philadelphia in the second round, where the Celtics, they have owned Embiid. They've eliminated him twice. And Embiid's teams, they've only won one game against the Celtics in the postseason.
Turnover though by Boston. Now Simmons in transition. What a pass to Embiid! My goodness! Osterizes Baines.
We're ready to go. Game five. Philadelphia trying to keep their season alive. Tatum gives it back to Smart. Back to Tatum. Boston is headed to the Eastern Conference.
This is not a rivalry. They always kick our ass.
Oh, he caught one.
Oh, Marcus Smart and Embiid. Embiid's going right back at him.
Go!
I don't want to be sweat.
The Boston Celtics move on by defeating the 76ers 4-0.
Come on, it's everybody. Let's go.
Number threes, all right? Come on, man.
Inbound to Smart. Bounce pass Tatum. Tatum puts up a three. Bang! No timeouts left for Philadelphia. Oh! Oh, no! They say no good. And the Celtics win a thriller.
Fortunately, no story of my life.
All right, Zach Lowe, help me make sense of this, because Joel Embiid, he is dominant in nearly every matchup. Why is it that the Boston Celtics have given him so much trouble over the course of his career?
Well, I'm going to start by pushing back on this. I think that 1-8 record and this idea that Boston has Philly's number is wildly overblown. Four of those losses were in the bubble with no Ben Simmons, and most of their games have been really, really close. I would be really careful if I were a Boston fan, just, you know, chomping at the bit to play Philly. But as for Embiid, look, he's dominant against everybody, including Boston. He had 41 against them recently, but the Celtics can throw a lot of different kinds of defenders at him. Grant Williams seems to kind of annoy him, and they throw lots of different defenses at the Harden Embiid pick and roll with one goal. You are not catching the ball, Joel Embiid, open 13 feet from the basket for that beautiful little jumper that always seems to go in. And we have to send help to the post, and we have to start rotating. We got long, smart, mean defenders in every single passing lane, and they're really good at confusing Joel when he's got to kick the ball out, getting in the passing lanes, mucking it up. But look, Philly's got all the tools, and I think this idea that Boston has just dominated them, the record says they have, I don't think that that means that much going into a potential matchup this postseason.
No, I think that's important, the nuances of exactly how those wins came, that the margins were pretty slim, that some of them were in the bubble. That's all really important context. Zach Lowe, thank you very much. All right, let's keep getting ready for tonight's big showdown of the East. Chinee, I understand we have some categories for you and Kendrick Perkins. Okay. Hot take Perk to fill out today.
Let's see.
Go ahead.
We're starting with star duos. Kendrick Perkins, Celtics star duo, 76ers star duo. Who you taking?
I'm going with the 76ers. I'm going with Joel Embiid and James Harden, the league-leading scorer and the guy that's leading the league in assists, the two guys that has mastered the pick and roll.
I like those numbers, but I'm going with the crew, 30 points per game from Jason Tatum, who could make history as a Celtic getting those outcomes, and also Jaylen Brown. Now, we disagree here. What about the roster depth, Perk? Who do you have? Who has more?
It's the Celtics. I mean, obviously, with Malcolm Brogdon, Derrick White, Grant Williams, you have Peyton Pritchard, who don't see the floor often, but when he do, he's a big contributor. You have Big Al Horford, who don't get enough credit. The Celtics have one of the deepest teams, if not the deepest team.
Okay, we're 1-1 because I agree with you. I think the Celtics have one of the deepest rosters in the NBA. So let's keep it pushing in my good sister Malika's words. X factor in a 7-game series. Who is going to be that guy?
Well, we know what we're going to get. What you're going to get out of Tatum, Brown, Embiid, Harden, right? Even Tyrese Maxey, Tobias Harris. If the 76ers want to beat the Boston Celtics in a 7-game series, he's going to have to elevate his game. He's getting paid top dollar. He's going to have to play like he's getting paid top
dollar. I love Tobias Harris. We were in the same class, McDonald's class, so I love that. But you said, like, we know what we're getting from James Harden. That's still a question mark when it comes to the postseason. So I had to take my answer into the Celtics, and it's your guy. I'm surprised you didn't pick him. Rob Williams. I mean, if he's able to stay healthy throughout a 7-game series for this squad, which, by the way, when we saw them play the Milwaukee Bucks, you're smiling because you know I'm right. 19 minutes, 7-7, and also gave you 4 blocks. Now, I know the Bucks, I think, were on a back-to-back, so that made it tough.
They were.
But still, this guy anchors their defense. Their defense got them to the NBA Finals, and it's going to really come down to him. So, last but not least, Perk, who do you have winning tonight?
You seem like you was raised in Boston.
I know.
I'm going with the 76ers. Here's why. I know Doc Rivers. And Doc Rivers came off 2 back-to-back losses, and he wants to get the mentality right. He's going to take this game serious. He's going to approach the locker room with a serious mentality, and it's going to carry over to their ball club. I got the 76ers winning tonight against the Celtics.
Y'all know I love me some Joel Embiid. Y'all know I love me some James Harden from my Houston days, but I'm actually taking the Celtics here because there's some question marks with trying to preserve James Harden for the postseason so he can give his all then. So, I don't know. I'm bleeding green today. What's happening?
Janae's bleeding green in this. I thought this looks like it should be Kendrick Perkins' pick.
I mean, I'm unbiased.
Mr. 100%.
Let's talk about the title odds here. The Celtics, they have a plus 350 chance, which is only second behind the Bucks, and then the 76ers 11-1, which is 6th best. So this all boils down to this, Jalen Rose. In a 7-game series, who are you taking?
I'm with Perk on the Sixers likely winning tonight, but I want to remind Perk of the fact that the Celtics could have one more championship using the X factor at center that plays defense if he's healthy. Like, Perk got injured 1 year and the Celtics lost. Robert Williams III is going to be the difference. He and Al Horford have the opportunity to guard Joel Embiid. Nobody's going to stop the big fella, but you have multiple fouls to give him. Al Horford is a knockdown three-point shooter. The young fella, Robert Williams III, can catch lobs. He's better ball-handling skills out on the perimeter passing than people give him credit for. And the Celtics are just so much deeper. And multiple bodies to not only throw at James Harden, but at Maxey, they have all two-way players pretty much for the Celtics. So I have to take Boston plus home court advantage in the series.
I didn't pick, Jay Rose, I'm with you. I didn't pick the 76ers to beat the Celtics. Tonight I did.
You just picked them for tonight.
Yeah, I didn't pick them for the series.
Okay.
Yeah, I picked them for tonight.
Well, it all comes down. It starts with tonight, and we get to see what happens there. Still to come on NBA Today, Zach Lowe on the rest of the West. The Warriors, Wiggins, Wolves, Westbrook.
He'll
a whole lot of W's.
Takes.
Right? It's who, what, when, where, why. And we've got some answers.
A Warriors going to do this. Warriors.
Warriors.
Here come the real bias takes.
What is wrong with you?
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
In the NBA, it never sleeps. The race for the West is going to be a fun one down the stretch.
We can't waste any more time. We can't waste any more games.
Would I rather have a sound and secure spot in the postseason? Yeah, who wouldn't?
Just having fun, smiling on court, but it's just been so frustrating.
We let these two games go, and so we got to figure out how to stop the bleeding.
We're still trying to win championships, but we're also trying to stay out the play-in, too.
It's a great win for us. Must win.
We're in good shape.
Yeah, we got a lot of work to do still. And every game is going to be tough for us, especially going on the stretch.
We just need wins in general. However we can get them.
The West is wide open.
Welcome back to NBA Today, presented by American Express.
Yeehaw! All right, here's where we stand in the West. The fifth and the sixth seeds, they seem to be up for grabs, and all the play-in spots, they could change. Perk, don't give me that look. You can see everything on your screen here. Four teams, same number of losses. Luka, Kyrie, the Mavs are on the outside looking in, so a whole lot can change the last week of the season. All right, Mr. Lowe, it is time for you to give us the lowdown here, sir. So please help us break down some key players that are going to dictate how this crowded Western Conference could all shake out. So we're going to start with the defending champs because they are getting Andrew Wiggins back imminently.
It's a huge deal, and everyone focuses on Andrew Wiggins' defense. He's their best wing defender. He's their answer to the big wings in the West, and he is. But don't sleep on his offense. He became a great spot-up shooter with the Warriors, found ways to fit into their system, when to cut, when to screen, can kind of scrounge you buckets on pick and rolls and isolations, and having a guy who just finds his way to 20 points a game is a huge deal. It's a buffer against, you know, Clay goes 2 of 10 from three. Steph has the random cold game. So yeah, the defense is important, but he really rounds out their team on both ends of the floor, and they need him at full throttle to make a real run.
So Perk was skeptical yesterday. What do you think Golden State, Kendrick, their ceiling is now that Wiggins is nearing a return?
It's second round. Second round exit.
Ceiling, yeah, is the second round.
Yeah, that's their ceiling, second round exit. I don't believe in this team, and I don't believe they believe in their team like they did last year. And when we see the inconsistent play, when we watch them on the road and we watch them struggle, you can't sit up here in front like, or nobody could say that, they're not having chemistry problems. It is chemistry problems there. That loss that they had in Denver, that was a bad loss. Like, Denver, yeah, with no Jokic, they're in a must-win situation. And I get all the high praise for Wiggins, but he has missed over a month and a half of basketball. He's coming back at his highest level. This is the playoffs already because of the addition of the play-in tournament.
All right, well, let's shift to a team who also recently got a former number one overall pick back, the Minnesota Timberwolves, Karl-Anthony Towns. What are you looking at there, Zach?
Yeah, they got a number one pick back and suffered maybe the worst loss of the entire season at home to a Portland team who's, let's just say, not trying to win games. And there was way too much of this. Look at Karl-Anthony Towns. That's Karl-Anthony Towns. This is the entire fourth quarter of that game almost. I could do that. Just put me out there. I'll stand around with my arms at my sides. He took three shots in that game. Foul trouble was part of it, but a bigger part was their chemistry, their flow just has not been on point for the most part since he returned, and really in the beginning of the season when he started playing with Rudy Gobert, and they're running out of time to find it. But you can't have possession after possession in, yeah, a big close game with Karl-Anthony Towns doing that, and that was what was happening.
So this all matters the most, right, when we're talking about the postseason. The Wolves, they gave the Grizzlies all they could handle in last year's first-round matchup. But this year, for Minnesota, Jalen, who is going to have to step up in order for them to win a first-round playoff series?
You know, it was crazy when Michael Jordan said the ceiling is the roof. People actually was acting like that was poetic, and that was one of the craziest things I ever heard. With that being said, Zach Lowe just answered my question. It has to be an engaged Karl-Anthony Towns. Mm-hmm. I know Anthony Edwards is bam, bam. I know the sky's the limit for him as an offensive talent and his defensive prowess. You bring in Rudy Gay to give you that twin tower dynamic. But they're going to need an active Karl-Anthony Towns, not only shooting the three, but also posting up, playing in the paint, changing shots, blocking shots, defending. If Karl Anthony Towns plays dominant, then these Wolves have a chance to actually advance in a series.
Yeah.
Even if Anthony Edwards plays dominant and or Rudy Gobert plays really well, without Big Cat, they don't advance.
Well, it would just be the second time in franchise history that they would be able to advance out of the first round if they're able to do it. Okay, last, certainly not least, though, your preseason favorite to come out of the West, my preseason favorite to come out to the West, Chiney's preseason favorite to come out of the West, the Clippers. What are you looking for from L.A.? Three games left for them here.
I'm just fascinated by them because we're 79 games in, and yeah, Paul George is out, and he's a huge part of what they do, but it just feels like they still don't know who they are and who they should play. So I'm going to be watching for those questions just fundamentally in their last game against the Pelicans, which they lost. In the second half, they closed that game with a three-guard lineup, Terrence Mann, Norm Powell, Russ, Kawhi, and Zubac, so Kawhi at the four. And a quarter before that, they were playing a super-sized lineup with Russ, Batum, Robert Covington, who's been out of the rotation for a lot of the season, Kawhi, and a center. And it's like, who do we trust? Is Robert Covington part of the rotation, or is he not part of the rotation? Do we want to play big? Do we play small? And Paul George answers a lot of those questions, but man, it is too late in the game, both this season and in the Kawhi PG era, which is in year four, to be searching like the Clippers are searching.
Well, and they have a huge one tomorrow night on ESPN. Both Ivica Zubac and Ty Lue have called it potentially the biggest matchup ever between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Los Angeles Clippers, because this has so much impact on both of their seeding in this. We get to catch that at 10 o'clock Eastern right here on ESPN. I cannot wait for that crosstown battle. We get it started with NBA Countdown. Still to come on NBA Today. What is it again, Shanae? L Club
for V Dub.
L Club for V Dub.
Brick for Vic. That was Zach Lowe.
All right. Well, whatever it is, it's the unprecedented race for the bottom for that guy, Victor Wembanyama. We're talking about him coming up next. L Club for V Dub.
L Club for V Dub.
I think I like that one better.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Championship.
One of the more dominating runs in the history of this tournament.
Congratulations to the Huskies and to Molly Karam, some former UConn Huskies great. They were in attendance last night for the national championship game. You can see them there. I see Kemba Walker, Jeremy Lamb, Emeka Okafor, Ray Allen, Rudy Gay, Charlie Villanueva. I mean, it was a star-studded attendance. So for more on the future of this year's Huskies, our draft expert Jonathan Gavoni is here with us. How lucky are we? So the tournament's now over. Who do you have your eyes on as their draft stock has been raised in the month of March for their play?
Malika, Jordan Hawkins, plug-and-play scorer, 6'5", made 21 of 42 threes in the NCAA tournament. That's 50%. You could put him in an NBA game tonight, and he can get you buckets with the kind of actions that UConn runs. Let's roll the film here so we could take a look. We're talking about footwork, body control, shooting range, the quickest release in this draft class. You see him running off screens here. This is UConn runs an NBA offense, and these are the kind of plays that he's going to be able to get right away in the NBA. That's an NBA range three right there. You see the elevation? That's very hard to block right there.
This is NBA today, though. So, what are we seeing here?
So, coming off the dribble handoff, the pull-up range, again, the incredibly quick release, be able to get his shot off in a variety of different ways, off the dribble, running off screens, spotting up, shooting 50% in the NCAA tournament. And this shot right here, this gave them a huge boost. As San Diego State was making a big run, they cut the lead from 16 to 5, and, they cruised from there. I mean, they ran a play to get him a shot when they needed it most, and that you can see why.
So I say this is NBA today because I think the question that a lot of folks have is when you're looking at NBA comps for Jordan Hawkins, who would that be?
Yeah, I think you got to look at guys like Klay Thompson. I mean, that's the kind of role that he plays. Very few dribbles, doesn't need any space to get a shot off. In the deep range and, can play off others. If you need a bucket, you go to him, and he can run off a screen and he can get you a shot. Amazing footwork. I'm not saying he's going to have a Klay Thompson-type career, but that's the kind of role that he can play in the NBA today.
Well, speaking of Hawkins, I just love this. His cousin, fellow national champion Angel Reese, tweeted this. She said, cookout this year, about to go up. I love that cousins were both able to come out on top in this one. So we know that you're high on the UConn Huskies, but who else raised their draft stock in this tournament, Jonathan?
Andre Jackson dominated every game of this tournament without scoring. He only scored 3 points last night, but he had his fingerprints in everything that UConn did offensively. His ability to see over the top of defenses, to push off the defensive glass, to find the open man. They run everything through him. His vision, his creativity, his playmaking ability, all tremendous. And then he does it all on the other side of the floor, too. He's a big-time playmaker there, too. He guards 1 through 4. He's always looking to push ahead in transition. And he feeds everybody. He's such an unselfish player. Everybody plays off of him. Hawkins, you see him right here in transition, always has his head up, always looking to get the open man involved. People are going to like playing with him because he's a connector. He's a winner. He's unselfish. And he's the guy that's going to translate, despite the fact that he's not a great shooter, not a great ball handler. He's really helped this stock. Malika, people are talking about him as a first-round pick right now.
Connector and a winner. I love those descriptions. All right, Jonathan, before you go, I do want to bring back this video because it was wild. Projected number one overall pick, Victor Wembanyama. He did this over the weekend, and he nearly broke the internet. He takes a three, misses it, somehow gets his own rebound, and throws it down. You spoke to NBA executives about this specific play. What more can you tell us about their impressions here?
Just the fact that he's creating his own shot here, 7'5" at the end of a clock, that's mesmerizing. But then the processing speed, the reaction time, the coordination, the mobility, the length, the ability to process it in such an instant and know where the ball is going to get to, that gives him a chance to really be a defensive player of the year type player, an incredible passer. He's one of those rare guys who sees things on the floor before they happen. It's just glimpses of plays like that that show you how special Victor Wembanyama can be.
That's why we say the race to the bottom is unprecedented here because of all that Victor Wembanyama is as a prospect. Jonathan Givony, thank you so much for stopping by NBA Today. We still have a lot more to get to, though. Luka, Kyrie Irving, and the Mavericks. We discuss the dilemma in Dallas. Plus, hear fresh sound from Luka Doncic when we return.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, let's check in on the Mavericks. They lost 2 pivotal games over the weekend, dropped 7 of their last 8, and then a team that had a 96% chance to make the playoffs at the trade deadline, that has now dwindled down to just a 6% chance. So here's where we stand on the race for the final spot in the play-in in the West. The Thunder, they're one game ahead of the Mavericks for 10th. But remember, OKC, they own the tiebreaker. So realistically, the Mavs, they need to win 2 more games than the Thunder with just 3 games left. So let's take a look at the team's remaining schedules here, because OKC, they have games against the Warriors, the Jazz. Both of those are on the road, and then they come home and face the Grizzlies. So it's a little bit tough. On the other hand, the Mavs, they have three games, all at home, the Kings, the Bulls, and the Spurs. And our Tim McMahon asked Luka Doncic if he was going to shut it down just minutes ago.
Luka, there's been talk about shutting you and Kyrie down for the season. What are your thoughts on that possibility?
No, I'm playing tomorrow. You know, when there's still chance, I'm going to play. So that's not going to happen yet.
All right. So Luka wants to play, and I think that he should. But Perk, if you were going to give a percentage to him.
Oh, here we go.
Once again, what's your level of optimism here that Dallas is going to turn things around for the play-in?
Zero.
Knew
what
it.
Are you talking about?
Like, we only deal in extremes. 100%
we talked about this
zero.
Every day. Like, we keep talking about the Mavs. They're not going to make the playoffs. Luka knows that. The organization sees it. That's why they're talking about shutting them down and things to that nature. They know that it's not going to happen.
Yeah, you know what? I would not give it a 0% chance, just statistically.
Yeah, because if you're going to straddle the fence.
No, I'm not straddling the fence. Okay, you're taking things personal.
You're not going to jump off the porch.
No, that's for you. I tell them facts and figures and actual real takes. But it's okay. It's okay, Perk. I will tell you this. Like, I do not think that they're going to make the play-in / playoffs, because my pivotal game, and that's not straddling the fence.
No,
I'm giving
it's
you an
not.
Answer.
No, I am impressed.
The pivotal
impressed.
Game was the Hawks game. If they were able to pull that one out, then they had real momentum. They're still one game back, and they need to win one game as well. So I don't think they're going to make it. And it's largely due to what? Are you happy?
No, I'm just saying. So you basically agree with me and gave them a 0%.
No, because I'm not. Well, I guess I am. Am I giving them a 0%? No, I'm not. I don't think
they're
going to make it.
You're giving them a low percent.
I'm giving a very low percentage. Sure as hell not giving them 100% like we did earlier
in
the show.
Yeah, that's fine. But,
let me just tell you why, though. When they brought Kyrie Irving in, obviously people want to say that, oh, like the chemistry is different. And, like, it's a combination of things. Their defense hasn't been that great. Kyrie comes in, and now you have two top 10 ISO scorers between Luka and Kyrie. You know what sacrifices there? It's actually their assists. They're third worst in the league in assists a game as a team, because they look like they're just taking turns.
Sure.
And the turns have not worked. So, yeah, I don't think that Dallas is going to be in the playoffs. I don't think it's the end of the world. They are wasting time, in which Luka could have really made another push. This was the team that was in the Western Conference Finals last year. So it's disappointing, but I don't think it's the end of the world if they don't make it.
I don't think it's the end of the world, but their defense wasn't good before they got Kyrie Irving.
Exactly.
It's gotten slightly worse since Kyrie Irving arrived. This is not a Kyrie Irving problem, though, but I think it's pretty close to the end, Zach, if they don't make it to the play-in, not even make it to the play-in this year.
It's a disaster if they don't make it to the play-in. Are you kidding me? After letting Brunson walk and then trading a whole bunch of stuff for Kyrie Irving to finish 11th, and Chiney said the Hawks game was the pivotal game. I got news for the Mavericks. Every game has been the pivotal game, and you've lost damn near all of them because you can't get any stops. And yeah, they have a mathematical chance. They're only a game back, but I can't even straddle the fence because Perk lit the fence on fire. I would be shocked if the Mavericks made the playoffs, in part because the Thunder's last two opponents may not have any incentive to play their guys, so they may have easier wins in those last two games. What a troubling situation for the Mavericks. I'm still kind of blown away every time I check the standings and I see where they are. It's really shocking.
Jalen?
Malika, here's the voice of reason for you. The Oklahoma City Thunder are going to go 1-2. These last three games.
Okay.
The Dallas Mavs are going to go 3-0. And they will be a part of this year's play-in. That's my prediction.
That's
for the
voice
Mavs.
Of reason.
All right.
All right. I don't even know what to say after that one, Jalen.
It's a voice of something.
3-0 feels a little bit hefty, even for this Dallas Mavericks team. I'm hopeful. I really would like to see Luka Doncic in the postseason, but 3-0, their track record is not telling us that. I can tell you that we have a big one going down tonight. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Steph Curry, they face off Oklahoma City and the Golden State Warriors. We're going to talk about which players' team are going to walk away with the win, the bragging rights. We're going to preview all of that for you coming up next.
NBA Today is presented by American Express. Don't live life without it.
All right, we have a big matchup in the West tonight.
And we pulled some resumes from two players that are featured in this matchup. So everyone, please put your guessing caps on and take a look at this. Who do you think these resumes, without names attached, who do they belong to?
That's easy. Left is Shea.
You're saying, are you saying that because the numbers? You're saying that because the hair?
Hair and numbers.
Yeah, I was going to say, this, yeah. this, who did
and
this?
The right is Steph.
Right,
easy.
Exactly.
That was
way too easy. We need to make that at least contest, at least contest this. So all of that being said, Zach Lowe, can you please evaluate why you've been high on Shea Gilgeous-Alexander all year long? What do you think? First,
I got to evaluate it?
Please do.
I got to evaluate it. Did you see the numbers? The numbers speak for themselves. The guy's averaging 31.5 points a game. His mid-range jumper is completely unstoppable. He's played a ton of minutes, more than some of the other guard candidates for all NBA spots. What a season for SGA. Efficient, tons of volume, keeping other guys involved, good defense. Really, really great season. He's a superstar now.
Who is more likely, though, to make all NBA first team, Jalen?
All NBA first team, yeah. Between those two guys, yeah. Malika, I would say Shea probably would get the edge because of his numbers. Mm-hmm. But because of popularity, I think Steph and his team's record ultimately would get the vote. But I'll tell you this, Shea's a guy in this era of jacking up threes, gets to that bucket. That's what makes his offense different. Usually guys his size are attempting multiple threes a game. He'll shoot a three, but he getting that thing to the basket, finishing at the hoop, and getting to the free throw line.
Director Kathy, keep that graphic up, because if you switch those pictures and you put Steph on the left and Shea on the right, that would be Steph Curry unanimous MVP type of numbers. That's right. The type of season that Shea has. Now, we know Shea is not shooting threes like Steph, but still, statistically, it's really impressive to see what he's done. And, like, it feels like when they get Chet Holmgren back, all right, the Thunder have arrived.
Well, it feels like they're ahead of schedule, Perk.
Who is ahead of schedule?
The Thunder.
Yeah, I mean, they're right in the thick of things. They're in the play-in tournament. They got a bright future ahead of them. Hell, Sam Presti had 1,500 draft picks. He better get them right. I mean, but shout out to the OKC Thunder family. That's my family. But
yeah,
I thought we were supposed to be picking to see who go win the game tonight.
Well, on the East, in the East, we have a big game. We have the Bulls and the Hawks. And you would say, oh, well, why is that a big game? Well, because of the seeding implications for this one. Who do you like, Perk?
I actually like the Bulls in this one, to be honest with you. I like what Patrick Beverley has brought to the table for us, bringing that leadership to the locker room. I also like the way that LaVine and DeMar DeRozan has been balling. So I like the Bulls to pull this game out tonight. I like them to win.
I don't know why. Something about me and the Hawks, and I feel like Trey and them, they really feel like, oh,
No Trey.
Oh, yeah, Bulls.
Just agree with me. I'm right.
Oh, I forgot.
What do you think, Jalen?
Bulls.
What are you watching for in this one in the East?
You rolling with me. Go ahead.
No trade, yep. The Bulls, no doubt about it. DeMar DeRozan, the not so lost art of the mid-range jumper. He's going to get him 30 in a high percentage.
Zach?
Bulls. Bulls are playing with a certain kind of toughness and swagger right now. I'm not sure it's going to matter if they get into the play-in or the playoffs, but I think it'll matter tonight.
Well, and that's what makes a play-in. The play-in is what makes this time of year so fun.
Yes.
Watching games like the Hawks and the Bulls at this time of year, them still jockeying for positioning, wanting to get into the playoffs, like that is what makes these types of games exciting.
You know what's going to make this show so fun?
Oh, goodness.
Is when I get to have bragging rights about how I was 100% right about the Lakers. NFL Live coming on next. Malik and Sinead watching me, Big Perk in the building. I made a bold prediction. We'll see you later.
God bless America.